The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, come on. This is great, huh? Let it swing, baby. It's a Tuesday with Joe on the radio and the old man.
Got my tweed pressed. Got my best vest. All I need now is the girl.
On a plane coming back from Nashville.
Got my striped tie. Got my hopes. I got the time and the place, and I got the rhythm. Now all I need's the girl to go with them. If she just appears.
You hearing this, Frank? This is the epitome of in the pocket. This is where the cat's face. This is the epitome in the pocket. You can just feel the music. Nobody did it better than Frank Sinatra.
Say, my darling, I'm yours. I'll throw away my striped tie and my best pressed tweed. All I really need is the girl.
Thank you, Albert. Well done. And then does he hum? You hear him humming along? I'll tell you, that is in the pocket, my brother.
Outstanding.
Because sometimes you could do a song in the pocket. I have to tell you, if Frank Sinatra, like Summer Wind, it was so in the pocket. And if I go on the road and I'm with a great performer like Tony Desserts or John Cogliani, I think John's going to join us, or Rick Gordon, our music director, it'll go in the pocket. But sometimes it's too slow for me because you got to stay with it. That means you hold the notes longer, and you can't do what Frank Sinatra did. So I always make it a little brighter, you know, a little upscale. But, man, I'll tell you what, that guy was, to this day, not before, not since, Francis Albert Sinatra. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Nick DeMauro in the house. He is a former a detective in the New Milford Police Department, a great guy, executive director for chief executive officer of LEED. We want you to get involved with LEED, leaddrugs.org, please. Law Enforcement Against Drugs, great organization. Proud to be affiliated with LEED. And Warren DeStefano, owner of 5 retro fitness locations throughout New York and New Jersey. We'll be talking with Warren coming in live 8 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. So yesterday on Fox, we were talking about in America's Newsroom with Sandra Smith. We sat there and we talked about that plane thing. So I have to address it, because we'll get into it. A lot to get into, so forgive me, but it's 9 o'clock hour. It slows down just a little bit right now, and we have time to chat and just explore. So this plane thing where the gal was in this plane, was it a United flight, Frankie Fibro?
Said it was American Airlines.
American Airlines. Okay, so she's in the back, and then she puts her seat back, right? She puts her seat back. And then the guy behind her, as the last seat, goes, could you not put your seat back? Because I'm crunched like this. So then I think she put it up for a while, then she put it back again. Now the guy's frustrated, so he starts tapping the seat in front of him, which the seat just she's sitting in. Tapping.
Well, she claims it was much more violent punching than that, and that she started videoing him so that he would stop.
You know, in retrospect, if that was, and this is sexist, but if it was my girlfriend or my wife, I would have gone after the guy. I would have said, I joked on Neil Cavuto yesterday. I would have said, hey, but in the meantime, she's suing the guy, not the airlines.
Everybody
with a lawsuit. So this
woman's a little cool.
And so my mantra yesterday on Fox News was, Everybody's got to settle down. Everybody's got to just relax. Just because in politics, on a plane, there was one gal when I was flying. Was it Nashville? Oh, I forget where I was, heck, where I was flying.
She was a flight attendant.
We were going, no, oh, please, no, no, I wish. No, this was like a gal. She goes, she's seated in the middle, right? And she starts complaining immediately. You ever get somebody on the plane like that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I didn't know. I didn't know I have to be sitting in the middle because it was that. And then everybody around said, well, it's, you know, the flight's a couple hours. It's going to be a. She wouldn't stop. It was the whiners. I'm going to sit in the middle seat. Oh.
You know what cracks me up?
I got to want to. So she's ongoing. And everybody on the plane. Right. You're waiting. I'm waiting for the captain to go, could the lady in the middle say, please shut up. Please stop it. Please. What is with these? No, just we gotta. Everybody's gotta relax.
But you know exactly what seat you're getting on when you get on the plane. There is a check-in. There's a pre-check-in. There's like 9,000 check-ins, right? So at some point, somebody in the airport is telling you where you're sitting, even if you're checking in yourself.
But she was probably,
they show you where you're sitting.
She's probably complaining about it from day one.
Because she wants people. She wants someone to go. Would you like the aisle seat to help you out? Instead. Next time, book the flight in a you know, but as early as you can and pick the
people
seat
on this
want.
Plane were very nice. You know, I think she was nervous to fly. So this is my flight story. I've told this before, and I'm kicking myself. And when we go back, maybe I'll do it next week with Sandra and with Neil because I forgot to tell the story yesterday. This is true. And if you're new to the show, if you've heard me tell you this before, I'm up going up north somewhere to Boston, wherever I was. I was with the kids. I had Olivia on the window seat. I had Michael next to me, and Michael must have been 5 years old at the time. And then I'm sitting. It was one of those regional airplanes, all one class, all together. And so Mikey starts moving around, kicking the seat in front of him. So the old guy in front of me turns around, and he looks at me like, you're kicking the seat. Like, oh, my God, you're kicking it. Now, if I had a kid behind me kicking the seat, because I'm a father and I understand children, you let it go, you know it's going to be done. The guy wouldn't stop. And so I said, Mikey, just slow down. And Mikey really wasn't that bad. I know what bad is. So, the guy, again, Mike kicks over there. The guy, you can see I'm doing on camera. We're on camera now on YouTube and Facebook. But if you're on radio, I'm whipping my head back. And, you know, in between the seats where you have that about that 2 inches between the seats, all I saw was this crabby face. This guy in between the seats. And it was like, you stop that. You're
Bernie
kicking
Sanders.
The seats. Yeah. Yeah. It was like Bernie said, oh, you're a pathological liar. They're kicking the seats like that. And all I saw was the little face, you know, the 2 inches, the 3 inches between the seat. And so I don't say anything. Again, to my point, you don't engage. So finally, the third time, the guy whips around, you have to have your son stop kicking my seat like this. So I took a beat. I looked the guy in the eye and I said, and he got so flustered. He went, and I swear I heard him say, foreigners.
That's good.
I swear to God, it defused the whole situation.
Good. That's good.
It defused the whole situation. He went back. He was afraid to yell at a guy who couldn't speak English. Right. And then, but then at the end, and Michael did what he wanted. We landed. It was almost an hour flight. It was ridiculous. So listen. So then we get to the flight, and I say to the guy in full English, I go, I'm sorry if we bothered you, sir. And I said, thank you very much for your patience. Wait, you speak English? He said that to me.
Yeah. I don't think that was the guy to apologize to. He just got off the plane and kept talking in that foreign language.
How could he not recognize you? How could he not?
Well, you had no idea. He thought I was Andy Kaufman. You know, thank you very much.
But this is the problem with airlines. You were complaining about it earlier, off air, about how they sell every seat. They're increasing
the
size.
No, they oversell.
Of the
right. Well, they oversell.
But not only that, they're increasing decreasing the sizes of the seats.
Al, they will tell you by 3.5 inches, they tell you.
So when my wife and I flew out for a vacation a couple of years ago, it's Christmas night. The plane is packed, right? This woman clearly, I guess United does this thing where you can get a cheaper flight, but you don't get to choose your seats. So she had five seats. They were not all together. It was her husband, and three kids. And they were of various ages. I think it was like 11, 7, and 5,
They put them around the plane?
Right.
Yeah.
So the woman is complaining to the attendant
enough,
or whatever before they get on the plane. I was told on the phone that I could get to pick my seats and that.
Now,
it says it about 9 times before you click, you know, pay for the seats.
Not guaranteed.
Not guaranteed.
Yeah.
So the woman, to her credit, the attendant, was very calm with the woman.
Yeah, yeah.
She explained it every single time in the same tone, and this woman did not get a seat, and she was loudly, while we were waiting to board the plane, I can't believe this. I hope someone will change seats for me. And you could see the people around there were like, we ain't changing the seats. Doesn't matter. You know what? They all had to sit in various places.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are these kids
going?
Why they're not getting lost on
but
the
I got
plane.
To tell you, you know my friend Muhammad, my Muslim driver yesterday? My proud Muslim friend who said, I'm proud Muslim. That's the first thing he said. I said, you know what? I so respect that. I'm a proud Christian. God bless you. We're all together. Your God blesses you. My God bless me. I said, it's all great. But he said, he was on a plane. We're telling stories. He was talking the whole way to Fox News. I couldn't even concentrate on what I was doing. But he was so entertaining. It was fun. No, I'm telling you. So he says, well, he was on a plane, and there was a very large person that sat next to him. And he says this gal kind of melded into the two seats. So he had one seat next to her, and he really couldn't. He goes, I couldn't sit. So I said to the flight attendant, I was very nice, very respectful. Do you mind? He was so gentle, so respectful. You know what she did? She put him in first class in the front of the plane.
Wow.
Because there was
nice.
A couple seats. I'm telling you, because he was nice. And that's the mantra to the story.
Right. Either that or the flight attendant didn't want to anger someone named Muhammad on an airplane.
You're the worst.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Yeah, I know what was going on.
He's not wrong in
there.
Because if his name was John,
I could tell him
screw
you would have been tell him there's no more seats.
Frank Morano. That's right. Morano at nycradio.org.
It's not me. Address your complaints to me.
But he said he did the same thing. He said there was another time he had the jump seat and everything. So
the jump seat?
No, that's the less seat.
No, I know. But
you know where the flight attendants sit.
Yeah, but
everybody's got to come down. Everybody. Yeah, well, they let Muhammad sit there.
They let Muhammad do whatever he wants.
Wow. Muhammad is some player. He gets seats. Yeah, you know, whatever he does.
Extra
you should
wives.
Be hanging with him more.
Joe, as I led him up, he's holding my stuff, handing me my stuff. It was a movie. My trip from out in the hinterlands of Jersey to Fox News with Muhammad the driver. He looks at me. He takes a beat, and he goes. He looks at me. He goes, Joe. I go, Muhammad. He goes, nice shoes.
That was great.
You've got to throw that into Joey Benefit, the movie.
Joey, because the multiple wives thing. He was pitching for Sharia Law, and I'm thinking, you know, there's a couple Italian guys that may say, you know.
Joe comes in with a Quran tomorrow. You know there's a problem.
So I am paying 17% interest on my credit card debt right now, which is substantial. And
17%?
Right. Sharia law, they don't believe in charging interest. So I may be converting to Sharia law sooner rather than
later. What are you going to tell the credit card company?
I said,
I'm Muslim now. Yeah, that's I don't pay your
talk
interest.
Talk to Muhammad and
but,
his two
but
wives.
But I said to Muhammad, can you tell me how good it is the two wives? And then I said, as I said earlier, I said, well, what about thinking the wives had multiple husbands? Because that would be only fair. No, does not work that way. There are more women than men, and this is why it will not work with women. I said, Muhammad, but what about your daughters, man? About your daughters making that? He goes, and he went on with a impassioned plea, with much compassion, saying, I respect women so much. I respect women. I tell you, this guy should be the face of the Muslim community, you know, the people that are racist because of the jihad movement. You know, because I'm listening to this guy going, making sense. Now you tell the interest rates and multiple wives? I'll be at the mosque broadcasting tomorrow.
Joe's like, how is it that I made 60 grand more this year and I have two wives? This is fantastic.
If they throw in a doing away with the second collection and a shorter church
she's
service.
In. That's
he's
it.
In. That's
he's
it.
In.
That's
I'm
it.
Going to Mecca, brother. I'm on my way, man. I'll tell you what. Great conversation. And you know the beauty of it is what he said. We're all mixed together here in this great country. Everybody. There's so many different people in this great country, and that's the beauty of the United States.
Speaking of which, my mom apparently had a great conversation with Jessica that she revealed to me the other day.
Huh.
And she said, and of course, in typical mom fashion,
one of my exes.
She says
to me, I'm afraid to say
she goes, I ran into the one that was with Piscopo and his daughter. I said, oh, okay.
Charlie was
I said,
there too? Yeah.
Wait, so she, I this go, oh, you ran into, and for some reason I had a mental block for a second. I couldn't remember Jessica's
which
name.
Which ex it was, sure.
No. I couldn't remember what Jessica's name was. Yeah, and she goes, yeah, Riley. And I went, Riley? And I immediately, I had my house phone. I immediately grabbed my cell phone to call you. I go, Riley? He's not dating anybody named Riley. Like, I go, and I went, no, no, no. His daughter's name's Charlie. No, no, no. Who he's with? I said, Jessica. Oh, yeah, right. Riley, where did you get Riley? I thought you were dating a girl named Riley.
Not even Irish.
I panicked. I was like, what?
But this is, how wild is this that you're at a supermarket down there in Monmouth County somewhere, and your mom, knows, recognized Jessica?
Yeah, they were talking about something.
This
I guess,
is hysterical.
Jessica had asked.
What? No, say what?
It's great that they hang out now.
No, no, no.
And Jessica.
Jessica had asked my moms for something about a particular church, I guess some fundraiser or something that was going
on
about assisting or whatever, and, you know, something like that.
I got to tell you, but on behalf of, you always got to say, we always have fun with that, but whatever, I don't know why, Charlie is one brilliant, beautiful child, and you got to give Jessica
Riley?
A lot of credit for that.
We don't know about it.
Riley, I don't know.
She said Riley. I was like, who's Riley? And then I swear, I was about to text you. Who's Riley? Because I know I would have gotten an answer.
Somebody I met in the mosque. The Irish guy at the mosque.
That was his second simultaneous ex-wife.
Can we go home now?
No, 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 we still have 40 minutes.
Thank God Nick DeMauro is here. Thank God he is here. This is a great day. I'm very excited about law enforcement against drugs.
Now, did you try to one-up Muhammad? Like when he said, I have two wives, did you say, well, I have two ex-wives? And I'm working on a third.
I did. He goes, but if you have two wives, you would not have an ex. Yeah, so that was his theory. We have to have Muhammad on the show as a commentary.
Absolutely.
20 after 9, Nick Tomorrow's going to join us. Warren DeStefano as well. Oh, Susie, you can't make it up. I swear to goodness gracious.
Oh, my gosh.
So funny.
I'm free. If there's something you want to, you know, get off your chest, Joe, I have plenty of time. So if there, you know,
oh,
you
Lord, don't say that.
It's Riley.
No, yeah, right.
Take
Riley.
Your time.
I like that, Riley. Yeah, who is she?
I'll ask my mom again today.
Right. Yeah, oh, God.
Susie Cerullo's
in. She's
in for Debbie at 920 on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning. Alternate side is in effect. Just minor delays on the Deegan southbound Fordham Road to the Cross Bronx, and the Cross Bronx westbound is slow from after the Bronx River Parkway to the outbound George. Inbound George is still A-OK. Inbound Lincoln, about 10 minutes at the Holland, about 10 to 15 from either approach. It's a little slow on the Parkway north and southbound by 145 for 280. Accident in North Brunswick on Route 1 southbound near Technology Way. That's got the left lane block still totally clear on the New York State Thruway north and southbound between Westchester and Rockland. Even better now in Connecticut. Just a little slow at 95 southbound from 13 in Norwalk to 10 in Darien. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota, 921 right now, but you got 5 minutes. Al, give me the math, baby. Come on, 927,
because it's almost 22, okay. So 5 minutes, that would be 27.
The basic math team of Gattulo and Piscopo.
The basic math team. We can do addition and subtraction. Forget about the rest of it.
I couldn't
cosines,
do algebra.
Well,
I was
out.
So bad in school.
Algebra,
no.
Forget it. Anything with letters, we're done.
That's exactly how I was in school. Put him in basic math. Get him out. Just get him out. Or general math, whatever it was. 2 + 2 = 4. Now, all right. Yeah, you're right. Al's right. I'll give you the 927. It's 922 right now. Brilliant. Al. Beautiful, baby. We're going to go to MIT before you know it. This is from Route 22 Toyota. And I love Route 22 Toyota because I love Iggy Giuffre. He's the boss of Route 22 Toyota. But he's more like he's the head of the family. Let me put it that way. Because you have the Bram Auto Group. They have like 18 dealerships all around the tri-state area and are just beautiful. Coming from Carmelo Giuffre, who came to this country from Sicily, starts as a mechanic, and now into 18 dealerships. And, you know, when you work that hard to make a company that big like that, you come from nothing. You appreciate when you walk in or I walk in to a dealership, and in this case, Route 22 Toyota. And that's why you don't have to deal with dummies when you walk in. They know how hard you work. They appreciate. That's the way the company was made, man. And Chris and Johnny know that over at Route 22. And Angelica and Iggy himself, they know that. So you get the best deals. Alex Kinsella, for him to offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months, that's 0%, I said. They understand how hard you work, and they appreciate it. Now they want to give this to you, to get you over to Route 22 Toyota. How great is this if you call 855-621-9949? You get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter. Are you kidding me? Free oil change. Multi-point inspection, free filter from Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded. Check out, though, the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new customer lounge. The state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota. And you would start here, if you would. 855 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me, I have Alan J. Murray, president and CEO of Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield and Anthem Company. How do you see the healthcare marketplace changing as a result of the state and federal policies changes?
I think what first and foremost is going to change is how those various policies interrelate with the technology that is beginning to come onto the market. Our policy really thinks about controlling what was, not necessarily what will be. And as we start thinking about artificial intelligence, machine learning, and the ability to transmit data, I mean, we're hearing terms like blockchain payment and a whole host of different things that they're going to have an impact on all of that.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
That's a great Dennis Prager right there, 926 with Joe Piscopo, telling you about Della Russo. Della Russo LASIK surgery. You want to go there? You can trust Della Russo. I met Joe Della Russo. He's a legend. He's the standard. He's the guy that came up with LASIK vision, right? Came up with doing the LASIK vision and going home the same day. And I tell you the story. Dr. Della Russo went with a patient. This was years ago at the onset of LASIK surgery. And Joe said, we could get these folks home in the same day. And he said, no, you can't do that. You got to get to the hospital. They got to be there for a week, maybe 2 weeks. Risk infection, everything? No. Dr. Della Russo said, no. He takes a patient, does the LASIK surgery, goes home with that patient. This is how dedicated Dr. Della Russo is. Goes home, stays with that patient, makes sure that she is okay. And she was great. And that led the way to LASIK surgery. You want the man who came up with the whole concept of LASIK surgery, Dr. Della Russo, and his son Jeffrey, and Dr. Bowser over there, Stephanie, Dr. Joe's beautiful bride. I'm telling you, this is a great family. It's a family-operated business. And Joe said to me, yeah, Joe, I can see some cataracts starting to come on your eyes. You know what? I weed these reading glasses. He said, put the reading glasses on. When you need the surgery, I'll call you. I love that honesty. It's trust your vision with Della Russo, please. It's an old-fashioned family practice. 4 centers in Jersey. That's where I went. You can go to Manhattan, Brooklyn, or Staten Island as well. Trust only the best with your vision. Call Della Russo Laser Vision today to schedule a free consultation with Dr. Joseph himself. 855-646-2020. It's 855-646-2020. Or visit, please, DellaRusso.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com. They do have faces for radio. But you can still watch The Joe Piscopo Show now on Facebook or YouTube. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Well, we're covered. We're covered. This is the hour, man. We got Nick DeMauro, former cop with us. Tough guy. You're not going to mess with this guy. Warren DeStefano is going to join us. This is like a gym guy, so we're covered with all the tough guys in the studio this morning. We love it. Nick, good to see you,
hey,
brother.
How you doing, Joe?
So you were next to the Della Russo folks in Bergenfield when you were a police officer.
They were a small little office on Washington
Avenue. Yeah, yeah.
Now they're humongous. They took off a quarter of the town.
But you were in New Melford working as a detective. God bless you. Thank you for your service, man. You are doing so many great things with law enforcement against drugs. I have to tell you on the air right here how proud I am to be affiliated with you. You're coming down, and a big shout out to Stacy. She's got Nick in. She's got Warren in from Retro. But I know you and Stacy have been friends for a long, long time. And she told me how great. And then we went down and we saw some of your events. You have the top of the top in the great state of New Jersey coming to your events, putting police officers and teachers right in the school system.
Absolutely. And next week's conference, we're going to have representatives from over 20 states.
Wow,
We're close to 750 participants, and it's going to be great. And it's going to be fantastic that your show is going to be broadcast live.
We're so proud to be there. We're so proud to be there, man. Frankie's going to be there. Rumor has it this gentleman across, he's tweeting now. Arbitrary tweets that have nothing to do with the show. Big Al's coming down too, Nick.
We're honored.
But you got to keep your eye on the man behind you right there. Frankie Five Boroughs. That's the guy you got to watch out. Can we go out?
Sure, absolutely.
You want to go out with this guy, Frankie?
I do.
Nick will take you out to Atlantic City, man. I'm telling you. But you were down in Texas. You got lead down in Texas.
It's amazing. You know, we have Chief Maverick Campbell down there for the Liberty Hill Police Department. He's been our captain. And he put together a group. We trained over 60 officers, and we had a waiting list. We have to go back and train another 16. We're going to have 100 done in the next month and a half.
And you put them right in the school system.
Absolutely. And Williamson County is right by Austin. We have a fundraising group set up down there to help them. Harmony Vallejo from Tri-Universal runs our national partnership with our pedestrian storefront. And we're really pumped in Texas, but we're growing. We have Kansas coming up. We have a training in California with the Indian reservations down there. It's
amazing.
You're
going on to the reservations. What a great idea!
Absolutely.
And then also pedestrian walk-ins. Is that what you have?
Well, pedestrian storefront where people make donations in front of stores.
You know, I have to tell you, because I did 100 years ago. I did a foundation called the Positive Impact Foundation, and my theory was, as I got brought into the at-risk community, was to empower children through positive media with police officers. And I remember I did Geraldo's show. I always tell Geraldo the story when he comes on the show. And I had a police officer with kids from the Boys and Girls Club in Newark. You're doing the dream that I had, and God bless you for that.
You know what? In this day and age, though, Joe, the key is to have a tested, proven, effective curricula. We have the only tested, proven, effective curricula for law enforcement in the United States focused on ATOD, alcohol, tobacco, other drugs. And we really are making a difference. Our demand is impressive. We are very proud. Yeah. We're methodical.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're a team. Yeah. We're a family.
That's you look good, man. You look good. I see you. You look good.
We just hired some more staff. We have two COOs now.
God.
Lovell and John Lindsay down in Miami.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to John.
So a police officer walks in uniform in a classroom.
Yes.
Huge.
But you know what's amazing? We want the whole law enforcement, not just in the classroom. We want to be on the street also.
Yeah.
Like, we want to train our officers not only to be in the classroom, but also, like, at this conference, we're bringing in the LAPD to talk about human trafficking, which is a major issue.
My buddy Steve listening from Los Angeles former LAPD.
And then we have
Metro
Police Department from Vegas to talk about the mass shooting.
They're coming to Atlantic City?
They're coming to Atlantic City next week.
And state troopers will be there, too, the New Jersey state troopers?
We have over 20 state troopers. And it's going to be incredible. I'm really pumped up, and I'm glad you're going
to
be there.
Yeah, I'm proud to be there, man. We're so proud to be there. It's Monday and Tuesday. I'll be going down Sunday night. I think we're going down there.
Absolutely.
And we're just, because when I see, we're so pro law enforcement on the show, and when I meet a police officer, I say thanks for your service. And now it's happening in New York. I don't want to make it political, because what you're doing, Nick DeMarles, is putting police officers and teachers in the going into the classroom, teaching these kids. You have to wrestle back the agenda from what the politicians are causing, this chaos.
It's funny you say that, because our mission is to stop drug abuse, deter drug-related crimes,
stop
bullying and violence. But really, it's important to us is to promote local and county and state law enforcement agencies.
Yeah.
Promote what they do. They have a ton of resources. We serve them. Every person who gets hired at LEED, we tell them, we work for the law enforcement agency. We serve them. We're here to serve. And that's why we're being well-received and incredible demand.
I tell you, just exploding now. So if someone wants to bring LEED into the school system, what's the best place to go? LEADdrugs.org?
LEADrugs.org. Okay. You can go on our Facebook page, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. and give us a call, and we'll contact the local police department. And it's important because we're trying to educate these police police departments not just to do anything. Don't take an unproven program and go into the schools. Mm. It's not good for your kids.
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
and
true.
Make sure if you say you're going to try to do drug prevention, do ATOD curricula. Mm. Don't go in there and just say make good decisions and that's going to stop the drug epidemic. We have a drug problem in this country. People are dying left and right,
yeah.
And we need to educate them young, Joe.
I saw 72,000. That was the numbers I saw in the lead top.
I couldn't believe in the, the governor announced, well, we're making headroads. We're down 2% or something like that. And I'm saying 2% of it's nothing.
This gentleman next to me, Nick DeMora, I'm down in Atlantic City. It wasn't Atlantic City. It was in at the Venetian. We were there for an event, and then we walked in. You were there at another event, so I just wanted to come and said, "Welcome everybody, say hi, man." You would say, "Nick, how are you, Nick?" People are appreciating what you're doing.
Well, you know what? I serve them. I'm not there to tell people what to do. I'm there to help them.
Yeah.
And it's not about I; it's about we. We're a team, and we're pumped to. Make things happen here.
Yeah, throughout, like this. So leaddrugs.org, we'll go down there, Atlantic City. When is the conference? Is it Monday
it
or Tuesday?
It starts on Sunday.
Sunday?
It goes through Tuesday.
All right. So Sunday, when do you need? Yeah, whatever. Listen, I'm down there. Whatever you need. Frank, whatever you need. You may have to wrestle him from a bar, but it's okay. You can come on.
Better a bar than a crap table.
As long as he's over 21 and making good decisions, exactly. Frank, we're okay.
And Big Al will be down, but we're broadcasting live from the Hard Rock?
The Hard Rock.
At you.
I'll tell you what. They have really transformed that place.
Yes, I hear.
They have been, they've been incredible. Incredible
I'm
to deal with.
So
wait
excited.
Till you see. We're taking over the Mark Ettis Arena, which is the big arena there. We're cutting it in half. We're going to have on one side is where all the lunch ceremonies are, and the other side is going to be presentations. We have the Drug Czar. The United States Drug Czar is talking at lunch, and I think he's coming on your show Tuesday.
Fabulous. Thank you for that.
On Monday. I apologize.
Can regular people come in and
attend?
Absolutely.
Just go to their website and register for the conference. It's really reasonable, it's open. We want people.
Police departments can come down. Schools can come down. Representatives
Absolutely.
Can come down.
Absolutely.
Monday and Tuesday. Love to see you there.
It's going to be fantastic.
We'll bring Lead Drugs Or. Nick, you're doing God's work, man. I'll tell you, I had a vision something like this. Once you put it, you have to. They come up with these programs. How do you deal with the police dealing with at-risk communities, for example? All the problems we have right now, you're doing it. This is what you're doing.
You know, we're lucky. We have a partnership with the Mendez Foundation and their curriculum. They spent millions of dollars to test their curriculum to make sure it works.
Yeah.
And we're just following up. We have a great scientific advisory board and a great people like Stacy. Who's on our advisory board.
Stacy, she's so smart.
She's,
oh, my gosh.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
And, we got to give a shout-out to our boy Joe Grano.
I was just going What did I write down here? Joe Grano. He's the man. He is
absolutely.
So great.
The guy has been incredible. He's been our angel.
Yeah, you know what? He gets it.
I get it from both angles. Chief Bob Kugler, who's our board chairman, who's aces. He's with me. He's my right arm. I'm his left arm.
We're just a team.
But Joe has been the force. We got Tom Marinaro. A lot of great people on our
board. So Tom's great. So you're a big guy. So if we have a problem with Frankie at a bar, I won't leave. You could wrestle him out of
problem.
There. Get him to bed.
Take care of it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, take care of it. Not to worry about a thing. Nick DeMora, I'll tell you, the name of the organization is Law Enforcement Against Drugs. LeaddRugs.org. I'll see you in AC,
Joe,
my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
God bless you. Proud to have you here. And a shout out and a thank you to Stacey McCormick as well. 9:37. And speaking of Stacey, she went to Warren DeStefano. Warren has several retro fitnesses in New York. I'm a gym guy. Stacey and I have the gym in Flemington. Can't wait to talk to Warren. Right now, we're going to go to Big Alley as the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Man is under arrest after he allegedly slashed the neck of a French tourist in Harlem. Happened last Friday as 27-year-old Gabriel Basco was walking with his girlfriend along Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. Cops say 28-year-old Khalif Young quickly approached the victim and slashed him with what may have been a box cutter. The victim recovering in Harlem Hospital. Turns out Young, the suspect, lives just blocks from the scene. NASA is taking an interest in Venus. The space agency announced Thursday that it's chosen four mission proposals for more funding, two of which would explore our inhospitable neighbor. The Da Vinci Plus mission would send a spacecraft to analyze Venus's atmosphere and try to determine whether there was ever an ocean there. The Veritas mission would use an orbiter to map the surface of Venus and try to understand the geology at work there. The other mission proposals would send a probe to Neptune's moon Triton, where a subsurface ocean is theorized to exist, and one to Jupiter's moon Io, the most volcanically active place in the solar system. The mission teams have 9 months to flesh out their proposals before NASA makes a decision on which ones to carry out. In sports, the Islanders loses of three straight after being beaten by the Coyotes 2-1. St. John's troubles with fellow Big East teams continuing after they lost to Xavier last night 77-74 at Madison Square Garden. Johnnies are 3-10 in the conference. They're 14-12 overall, but are second to last in the Big East. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for their ultimate membership today and enjoy a $0 enrollment fee. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Cloudy skies and 43 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side is in effect. Queens Midtown Tunnel, Manhattan bound, that's about an extra 10 minutes. Minor delays on the Deegan southbound Fordham Road to the Cross Bronx. Cross Bronx westbound slow from after the Bronx River Parkway to the outbound George. Inbound George clear for either deck. Inbound Lincoln 5 to 10. And at the Holland, about 15 minutes from either approach. An accident in North Brunswick is being cleared on Route 1 southbound near Technology Way. That's in the left lane. Good to go on the New York State Thruway north and southbound from Westchester to Rockland County. Taking a look at your forecast today, occasional rain but fairly mild. The high today, 49 degrees. Tonight, overcast skies, 38 in the city. Wednesday, partly sunny and 44 degrees. And for Thursday, partly sunny but colder. Thursday's high, only 36 degrees. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm getting my balance of nature right now. Balance of nature. I carry it with me. I love balance of nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form, just like that. By the way, vegetarian capsule. This is, I'm so excited to tell you about it, and I worry about it. Frankie Five Boroughs tells me about balance of nature. I go, what is balance of nature? Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Dr. Douglas Howard came up, a medical doctor, came up with this concept about antioxidants in your body that really fight off the free radicals. Now, I know that because I'm a cancer survivor from 81, man. I had that thyroid cancer, right? Medullary carcinoma. Grace of God, they gave me the cure rate, but you always have to stay on your game. You're always looking over your shoulder, and you got to take preventative care. Listen to me, if you would. That's what's great about balance of nature. There's no way you're going to have the fruits and vegetables that you get in balance of nature. There's no way. You and I, end of the day, I want you to add up how many fruits you have, how many vegetables. It's nothing. You can go with balance of nature. But matter of fact, look at this statistic I always tell you. Daily dose of balance of nature capsule says 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. When are you going to have that? Like never? Never? Balance of nature. Now you can get 35% off and free shipping on any new preferred order of balance of nature. The number is 800-246-8751. I know you've been thinking about it. But it's 35% off on your first preferred offer and order. And by the way, free shipping, 800-246-8751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care
in every county in New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Going in right here, I got it. Empire State Bank. We love Empire State Bank. 943, as my Uncle Jerry would say. With Joe, Empire State Bank, community-oriented bank that truly takes your banking personally. Frankie Five Boroughs, he's married to a beautiful gal, Rachel, a very smart gal. This is a great young couple. Where do they go? They checked all the banks, not just because they're sponsors. They checked all the banks. They know Phil Guarneri. They know Jeannie. They know Esmeralda. They know Tom at Empire State Bank. That's where they went, to Empire State Bank. They got the best of everything at Empire State Bank. Let's hear from Jeannie Sarno. She's the first vice president, great gal, business relationship manager at Empire State Bank.
You know, Joe, it's all about communities with us at Empire State Bank. We understand the needs of small businesses, and we make lending decisions based on the needs of the business. We make visits to our local stores, our restaurants, and we see firsthand what is needed from that business. We assist to help them grow and make their business more successful.
I've seen it firsthand. I've seen Jeannie there, Esmeralda there. I've seen Tom there, Phil there. You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch I'm telling you about that you will get at Empire State Bank. Locations on Staten Island, in Brooklyn, all throughout the Lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit, please, ESBNA.com. ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. The Joe Piscopo Show, streaming live right now on Facebook and YouTube. Or tune in at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Now you put Bruce on. I love it, man. Because now I'm going to start dancing, Alan. It gets ugly after a while.
Please don't.
Will you dance with me, Alan?
No.
Come on, man.
No.
9:45, Piscopo in the morning. Warren DeStefano is owner of 5 retro fitness locations located throughout New York and New Jersey. Kind enough to come into the studio. Hey, Warren, thank you, man. You know, Stacy, I give a shout-out to Stacy McCormick, my business partner down in Retro in Flemington. Right. The company, the Retro Corporate Cats, love you, man. You're in a tough market. Yeah. We hear your gyms are spectacular. Welcome to the show, my
Thank
brother.
You, Joe. I appreciate
look,
it, Joe.
Look at the size of you, though, man. We're coming. We are coming. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Brooklyn.
Oh!
Brooklyn. I had a few kids. They went to Jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, played it safe, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah. Jersey's good, you know, it's good and calm and relaxed.
So you got, now tell us your background. First of all, where are the gyms so we give a plug right off the bat?
Yeah, so I got one in Forest Hills. I got the one in Park Slope, the Gowanus area.
Wow.
I got one in Glendale off of Fresh Pond Road. And I just sold one in Jersey because I wanted to focus on the New York one.
Yeah.
Because you got to put some time into it. You know?
God bless you. Very competitive market here.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I like competition. Competition breeds success.
You
know, it makes you better. It makes your gym better. When the competition opens up, you got to focus more on your business.
Yeah,
better
man.
Service.
Yeah, man.
So I always believe competition's healthy.
So how'd you start with the gyms?
So what happened was I was very blessed at a young age. My father got me into a local 2 Pressman.
Great.
I worked for the New York
the
Times.
Union.
Yeah, Union. Great job. My brother, my uncle, my, you know. I thought I was set for life. I was making good money. Got this job at 16 years old. So, and then, you know, when I first started, Joe, you know, they used to print 1.1 million newspapers a night.
A night?
A night in the New York Times. Guess how many they printed last night?
I don't even know what.
160,000.
Wow.
So you just can imagine how jobs start going. And the union does a great job. What they do is they cut the overtime and they want the jobs to last.
Yeah, yeah.
So what they do is, you know, you say you're making X amount. So instead of cutting 30 jobs, they spread it out and you make less. They protect the work. It's a great job.
Yeah.
You know, still involved in the union. I'm a union man, you know.
Yep.
And so, you know, 38 years old, doing it for 20-something years, no one wants to hire you, Joe.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? They want the young
38, like that's yeah, old.
That's all no. I know is all I know is a newspaper business.
Yeah, yeah.
So Joe, I went everywhere. I went to routes. I went to pizzerias. I went to Tropicana. You know, all this trying to. What do you do? You know.
Yeah.
So what happened was, I was like getting nervous. I used to go with my parents, you know, and then I went to my friend owned the gym. My friend Alex and my friend Michael owned the Retro Fitness, and they sat with me and they opened their books. And it's different when someone opens their books you trust, you know.
Yeah, and I
saw this. I was like, wow. So now I had to do my homework because, Joe, at 38 years old, three kids, mortgage, you got one shot to make it. You got one shot. You make a mistake. There's no recovery. Not like 20 years old.
Yeah. God bless
you. What I'm saying?
God bless you,
so
brother.
I did a lot of research. Yeah. I did a lot of research. So I had a family friend who was 70 years old, and I went to him. I said, listen, you know, I want to get into this business, you know, so that. And he's like, I always wanted to be in the gym business. I was like, really? I was like, so we started doing some research, Joe.
Yeah.
And I went to the first thing in New Jersey at the time, there was like 50 locations. I worked out in every location. Every day I went to a different location.
Wow,
I went to Wayne.
Man.
I went to Kenilworth.
Yeah.
And I saw the way I went to an older club and a newer club. I see the way they change. It wasn't like the same. They're always upgrading them and fixing them and putting new machines and new colors.
Yeah.
New juice
at retro. Yeah.
I like that.
Absolutely.
I like, you know, you're not stuck at a one look, you know. So then I said, I made an appointment. I met with the team, you know, very impressive and cold snack at the time. And then I said, I got to go look at the other competition. So I took my partner, and I was leading the show. He's older. He was like, you know, he's like, what have you, you know, I support you. He saw I was hungry, you know. You got to be hungry. Yeah. 38 years old, losing money. It's that or you're going to lose your house. So I went to Planet Fitness, made an appointment. I went on the one on Edison on Route 1, and I said, let me go Monday at 6 o'clock. Yeah. Busy time.
Yeah.
So I pull up my partner. It's funny. It's a funny story, Joe. So I pull up my partner, 70 years old, and the parking lot is mobbed. Mobbed. I'm like, really? So I walk in, and there's literally a line out the door.
What?
Wrapped around. I'm like, now I'm saying to myself, I feel embarrassed. I'm trying to convince this gentleman to invest with me into and I said, maybe I picked the wrong brand, you know? So we walk in, and I noticed the machines weren't crowded. The line wraps around, and they're online for pizza. And I'm saying to myself, pizza. And the girl comes over. Oh, we know you were coming. Let's walk you around. She's walking me around, and she shows me the gym. And she's like, yeah, we give pizza out Monday or something. I'm like, there was cars double parked running and getting a pie, not even working out.
Oh, my God.
And then I said, okay. He walks around, and the machines weren't that crowded.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's
yeah.
like, 82% of the members don't come here. They just pay. I'm like, okay. Well, and then she goes over, come on Wednesday or certain Wednesday. They give out bagels and cream cheese. I'm like, and then she goes over to this barrel, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know when you go for the fruit and vegetables, you pull the bag and you rip it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She pulls this bag off. She rips it. There's a big barrel. She gets a scoop and she goes for two root beer Tootsie Rolls. She puts them in a bag. She spins it, ties it, says, Tootsie Rolls all day. I'm like, I'm looking at her. I'm like, this is a gym. She goes, this is not a gym. It's Planet Fitness. I thought I was in a commercial.
I thought I was like,
is that cameras here?
Yeah, yeah.
I walked down. I said, listen, God bless. They have a lot of locations. I want to be in somewhere where people go to the gym. You know, I'm from Brooklyn. I want the real deal, baby. You know, you know what I'm saying? I want a gym where the weights go up. You know, there's an alarm there. You hit an alarm. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? If a woman wears a tank top, they throw her out. You know, I'm like, so, and that's what it did. And I went and I joined. That night, we went and I signed the franchise agreement.
With Retro.
I went to sign the franchise agreement because, you know, and then when I got in the gym business, you know, when I got in the gym business, Joe, let's be honest. It's all about money, right? We all want to make money. And that's my first instinct was to make money. But then I realized I had people coming to me. Like a guy walked in the gym. He's wearing oxygen, 70 years old. He open heart surgery. He comes over. He goes,
wow.
I want to thank you.
Yeah.
I'm like, who, me? You know, I'm like, he's like, you saved my life.
Yeah,
I'm like, how'd I save your life? He goes, if you didn't open this here, I come here. I'm healthy. I'm getting good reports. I had surgery. I'm saying to myself, wow, we all want to make money. But if you can help people.
Yeah.
While you're making money,
yeah.
It's to me, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
I walk into the gym sometimes, I feel like Jesus sometimes. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. Oh, well, I'm like, I'm just happy that I can help.
Yeah, Stacy says that down in our gym in Flemington, there's like a 95-year-old guy every day. He's in. Plus, a lot of baby boomers, my age. I know we got to go out. But baby boomers, my age, girls, gals, and guys are in there working out, ripped up in retro. Yeah. Yeah, listen, thank you for coming in. Retro Fitness, we're in Brooklyn now.
It's in the Gowanus Park Slope area. Glendale is on like Fresh Pond Road, and then I have one in Forest Hills. And, you know, like I said, we're going the right way. We have a whole new...
Good investment, the retro
fitness. Yeah, it's a good investment. I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? Time is important. You know what I'm saying? I worked at a company where you had to work 70, 80 hours a week.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's like, you know, you spend time with your kids. And it's all because of retro fitness. Yeah, gives me that time to spend time with my family.
Bring the kids to retro fitness. We got the child center right there.
Yeah, all the time. Which all the time. Great. And we have a whole new CEO who's really taking us to new levels. He's from Starbucks and a whole new team. They just hired like 30 people.
This is great.
They're hitting it hard.
Thank you, brother. Warren DeStefano right there. And he's Italian. And he's from Brooklyn. Yeah. I mean, this is how great can it get? Retro Fitness. Go to Retro Fitness /location/ Flemington, New Jersey, or Brooklyn, New York, or in Queens. Warren, thank you. Great job, man. We appreciate it. Right. Hey, Susie Cerone's out there for Debbie Duhaime right now on traffic-wise on AM 970. The Answer.
I am. Good morning. We've got an accident to Brooklyn on the Belt Parkway westbound near Bay Parkway. One lane out. Alternate side in effect. Good to go on the Deegan Cross Bronx westbound, though. That's slow from the Bronx River Parkway to the outbound George. Inbound George in good shape. Inbound Lincoln, 5 minutes in at the Holland, 5 to 10 from either approach. An accident just about wrapped up in North Brunswick on Route 1 southbound near Technology Way. No problems on the thruway. Even clear on 95 southbound heading out of Fairfield County. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring. And we second that opinion.
You know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. They've helped thousands of us get out of pain. And they always have a heart for the hurting, and they have a heart for our military. I'm thrilled to announce that Pete and Seth have started a brand new company called Honor Bound Coffee. Premium, fairly traded coffee at a terrific price. Even better news, they're giving 100% of the coffee profits to support and bless military families. Coffee's really good, incidentally. You're going to love the taste. And to start it all off on your first order, you can buy 2 bags of Honor Bound Coffee for the price of 1. Are there American families more deserving of our appreciation and thanks than our military? And let me ask you, where do the profits go from the coffee you're currently drinking? Well, Pete and Seth and all of us here at Team Gallagher are asking you to help bless and serve military families. Just go to honorboundcoffee.com on your first order, buy 2 bags for the price of 1, give your family great coffee, and give back to our military. Coffee with a purpose. honorboundcoffee.com, honorboundcoffee.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Cloudy today. Rain will overspread the area later this morning, then periods of rain, and rather breezy this afternoon with a high today 46 to 50. A little rain early this evening, cloudy and becoming breezy late tonight, though 37. Windy and chilly tomorrow as clouds give way to sunshine, high 44. On Thursday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, breezy and colder, high just 35. AM 970, The Answer.
No, nothing. We're just talking. Hey, 956, and Warren is here. Warren DeStefano's here. So on Retro Fitness, you told me they like the new equipment. They like the equipment to be clean when you go to the gym.
Absolutely.
And I want to tell everybody now how you can get in touch with Stacy McCormick down there in Flemington. Every time, if God forbid, there's a rip in one of the next day she has it fixed.
That's great.
Either it's the tape, we get the guy that comes in. New grips. They like new grips.
And Joe, I just explained to you, if you want to do chest on Monday and you're focused, you take off Sunday, you eat bad, you come in, you go to that machine, it's broken, people get mad.
Yeah.
The machines, it's one thing about retro fitness, machines got to be fixed. Cable snap. Yeah. Listen, it's wear and tear. It happens. But you got to be on top of your machines.
It's so true. And tell me, Warren, the baby boomers, there's a lot of baby boomers. Yeah. They think they're too old. You're not too old.
You're never too old. And I've never seen more females now lifting weights.
Yeah. Isn't that wild, man?
It's wild. Like, you always just see the guys in there lifting dumbbells. You go into a gym today,
they're
doing squat racks. Yeah. The girls are really, really no more cardio. They're really lifting weights.
And not only zero, you get $0 enrollment fee at Retro right now. $0 enrollment fee plus child sitting. You heard us talking about child sitting and the smoothie bar. How about group fitness classes, hydro massage, everything that Retro offers.
Tanning.
That you're not going to find anywhere else. And we want you, you go to Brooklyn, go to Queens, you got to check it out at Retro Fitness, but we want you down to Flemington, New Jersey as well if you're on the Jersey side. Stacy's standing by for your 908-238-3695. 908-238-3695. We want you to get real with Retro Fitness. Hey, Joe on the radio. Morning, great job, man. I wish I could just get a couple feet. Look at you. What are you, 6'5"? Look at you. You thought I was Joe Pesci for a minute. I know you did. I know you did. Hey, thank you. Well, great job, my friend. Warren DeStefano, Nick DeMauro, thank you. Mike Gallagher, thank you. Jen Kearns, David Banson, that book, Elizabeth Warren, Tom Kehoe, CEO of Kingsbridge Strategies, and you especially for watching. George, thank you. Matt, thank you. Mert, thank you. Carol, we love you. Frankie Fibros, thank you. Al, we love you. And Susie, great job for Debbie Duhame. Most of all, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Go out and make it the best day ever, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 959. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Michael Bloomberg will be on stage for Wednesday night's Democratic presidential debate.
Former New York City mayor.
Has qualified for the debate on the strength of his rising poll numbers.
Anyways.
Bloomberg is second behind frontrunner Bernie Sanders in the latest NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll. Anyway. Temperatures on the rise around the tri-state, but rain may wash out any chances to enjoy the warmth as these two knuckleheads try to distract me. The Weather Service says thermometer likely to break the 50-degree mark, around 10 degrees higher than normal. That Don Fellner guy can do your taxes. And he also plays a great guitar as well. The rain expected today, tonight, and before clearing out on Wednesday, when temps are going to fall back towards the mid-40s. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo. Who cares? AM 970, The Answer.
Blow Mike, that's a light gun.